Father, thank you for your presence here today. Guide us by your wonderful spirit. Lead us by your wonderful power. Send your angel into our midst today. Do wonders, Lord. Miracles. In the name of Jesus. Thanks for your power, Jesus. Now, everybody, place your hand where your sickness is right now. Place your hand where your problem is right now. Jesus is here right now to heal you. Father, thank you that you are a healing Jesus. Heal every eye. Heal every pain. Heal every sickness. Thank you for your power tonight. Receive your healing. Satan, I rebuke you now. Come out of the people. Come out of the people. Come out of the people. Receive your healing now. You cannot walk. Put your hand on your leg right now. Jesus is here. Father, thank you for wonderful miracles. Thank you that you are a wonderful healing Jesus tonight. Thank you for your power, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you for miracles that are already taking place.
He's a healing Jesus.
A healing Jesus. Miracles are taking place. He's a healing Jesus. Your hands, everybody. Thank God for His power that is already here. Miracles. 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 In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You may be seated for a moment. How many are glad that God's power is already here? Miracles are already taking place in this place. Whilst I am preaching, God's power is moving. The Bible says He sent His word and healed her. Leave her. Can somebody, I need help in stage, please. Just leave her, Asha, woman. Just leave her. Father, thank you for your power in the name of Jesus. Every demonic assignment is cursed and broken. Devils will no longer be able to work in your life after tonight. Amen.
Amen.
I want to first of all thank the pastors, the wonderful pastors of Maputswe. For welcoming us to your wonderful city. We have enjoyed being with you. We wish we had planned to stay longer. But we thank God that we have been able to come. May God bless you. Next time,
The Lord is by the next time, many great things will be happening in Maputswe in the power of God. Because a great blessing has been planted in this city in Jesus' name. One day, somebody told me something. He said, have you noticed that the places where there have been crusades, the churches are different, the cities are different? And he showed me in Africa places where there have never been crusades and places where there have been a number of crusades. And I said, wow, I've never noticed. So I believe a great seed is planted here. Today my topic is John 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Wow. And verse 17 is also a good verse. God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might have life. Tonight, I want you to know that God loves you very much. Amen.
Amen.
One day, I went to a certain city. And I met a woman who was the wife of the king. And I asked, what is it like to be a wife or one of the wives of the king? She said, it is nice. Do you know why it is nice? Because a very powerful person loves you. How many girls will be happy when a very powerful, rich man, very important, comes and chooses you and says, you are going to be the princess?
Wow.
Why would you like it? Because girls like it when a powerful person likes them. Is it not true? Sometimes when a man comes to you and he says, I love you, you look at him up and down, you say, but you are not powerful. Is it not true?
Now, Ronu.
And you look at a man and you say, oh, I wish a more powerful person would say that he loves me, not this poor man.
Hey,
tonight I have good news for you. The most powerful, powerful person of all loves you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God so loved the world. God is the one who is loving you today. God so loved the world. God loves you today. Will you say yes to God when God says, I love you? Will you say yes? Will you say yes to God when God says, I love you?
Now, Gary, hey, Ganitiki, Shwaki, and when Amadima Gari, hey, your rata.
Number two, God loves you with the greatest love possible.
Mudimu rata, Kali rato lefitan, lerato la manka for man.
One day I met a girl who has had 8 boyfriends. And I asked her, were all the love of the 8 boyfriends the same kind of love? She said, no. So I said, which one was the greatest? She said number 3 was the greatest love.
Wow.
Because if you have had more than one boyfriend or girlfriend, you will know that there are different levels of love. One day a lady told a boy, your love is not sweet. Today I have come to you with the greatest kind of love ever. The Bible says, greater love has no man than this love, that Jesus died on the cross for you.
Wow.
Then God so loved the world. God loves the greatest number of people possible at one time.
Mudimu ratile lefatshe. Kuri mudimu urata batho ba bangata hona ho haisale ka tle tshwanang kana go ile nngwe.
Wow. Some people only love me and my husband and my 2 children. So that person can love only 3 people. My husband and my 2 children. That is all. Some people only love Lesothonians. They don't love South Africans. They don't love Swazilandians.
Hey.
They don't love Nigerians.
Nigeria.
Yes. Some people don't love white people. Or brown people. They only love somebody in their tribe. Today, I am telling you about God loves the whole world, all people.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God loves all tribes. Fantastic. Amen.
Amen.
God loves the greatest number of people.
Mudimu urata batu babangata ufita manga pamanya jileng arata batu.
Hallelujah. Are you glad that God loves Lesothonians as well?
Na litabetita bayori mudimu urata basu tulibona.
God so loved the world that he gave his only son Jesus.
Mudimu ratile fasi ho alifile morawa hai anozi ile morena Jesus.
Wow. God is blessing us with showers of blessing tonight.
Mudimu ori sono no fasa. Kama fafatani ali chona no fasa we see wona.
Anybody who gets wet is receiving showers of blessing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever you are, even if you are a thief, he loves you and he is inviting you today.
Modimo oratilele fasi ho arata mutu emuli emu hotadotele hore na ole shoru li wena wa orata.
God so loved the world.
Modimo oratilele fasi hakalo.
And tonight he is saying, whosoever believes. Do you know that he could have said, whosoever has money? And do you know that a lot of people would be excluded if he says, whosoever has money?
Bakabe isi karulo ya batubo mudimu abaratang haineba wise manli maya nanlichelete.
Wow. But Jesus says, even if you don't have money and you believe.
Impa marena Jesu Kristu urile haiba hauna chelete. Impa warumela.
Wow. Whosoever believes.
Man le man ya jumela.
Today,
Busiwona,
there are some places you cannot go if you are from Lesotho.
Hona le dibaka tse o ke ke ngwaya ho tsona ha o le mosotho ka go bana o tswa Lesotho.
Yes. They will tell you need a visa.
You need
money. But today, Jesus is inviting everybody, whether you have money, whether you are from America, you are from England, you are white, you are black, whosoever is invited to God today.
Kajenu marana Jesu uetesa emuli emu memo husazotele uri na umusutu uli huwa uli America unalichelete haona yona emuli emu mwa memwa kimudimu kajenu.
Hallelujah. Whosoever
malima
believes
ya dumela.
A poor man can believe. A rich man can believe. A Lesothonian can believe. A Swazilandian can believe. A South Africanian can believe. Everybody can believe. Everybody can believe. All people can believe. Young people can believe. Children can believe. Women can believe. Men can believe. God is very wise. He has chosen a way which everybody can come to him. No matter who you are, you can believe. Then whosoever believes will not perish. This is the greatest escape from prison ever. The greatest escape from a prison is found in John 3:16. Many times we hear the news, a prison in Mexico is broken, 250 prisoners have escaped. It is big news. Because to escape from a prison is a great thing.
Hangata re utlwa ditabeng hore toronko mane Mexico e butswe mme batshwaruwa ba bangata ba tswile toronkong ba baleile gobane ke ntho kgolo go tswa toronkong.
Recently, a man escaped from prison in Mexico. He built a tunnel underground for some kilometers and he escaped. He was so proud of himself to have escaped from the prison that he decided to make a film about himself. It's not easy to escape. Tonight, by the power of the word of God, you and I, who should go to prison, you are escaping the greatest escape by coming out of hell tonight. Do you know that when you were born, Satan had a major plan to take all of us to hell?
Yes.
There is a place called hell. It is not cold. You don't need blankets there. It is hot with fire. All dead people are still alive. And many are in hell. Screaming. Shouting. I want to come out. I want one drop of Lesotho rain to fall on me. The Bible tells us about the rich man who was clothed in purple, like this color, purple. He was wearing purple.
Like
is this purple? With fine linen like this. And the rich man fed sumptuously every day. He was eating chicken from KFC.
Chisanyama.
A every day. Hey! And there was a poor man. His name was Lazarus. Lazarus was a beggar. He was begging every day for bread from the rich man's table. When the rich man chews the bones, then he will spit it out and chew more, spit, and they would carry it. And Lazarus was behind the wall. They throw it like this over the wall. And the poor man will take the crumbs and the pieces that were falling on him. And the poor man had a disease which made him have sores on all his legs, were covered with sores. He could not afford hospital, so every morning all the dogs in the area would come, more than 15, 20 dogs would come to lick the sores.
Ona sena le chelete ya ho ya sepetlele. Meri jwetso re se mo lu ho hundi tsanya na sa motse ka ofela di ne di bukana di fitle di tse di le ka di bebetsa hai di so sa hai.
Blood, red mucus, white mucus, yellow mucus, green mucus and other liquids were coming out of the leg every morning. And there were more than 25 dogs in the area. Some small, some big. All would come licking. And then some would bite a piece because of the red meat. They would bite. No!
Ebe, dinjanya na zema shumea ma beriye misi mitano ka ufela. Ze hulu, samaraka na makesi di kamo pota pota. Ebe, dinzeri munyeka. Dileka Maria, hai dileka boladu, bobo sehu, bobo tala, abo juan juan. Kana gomebe njanya na indibilezi za mali, shepu shepula na mahona mbono.
Hey!
Hey!
And the poor man was suffering. And one day,
Jale mneno mnimo, una ukisemo shoko kalele.
The poor man was crying.
Unanzala.
He said, I cannot take it anymore.
Oh
God, I want to die. And he lay back. And he died. But the Bible says, it is appointed to man to die, and after you die, judgment. The poor man got up suddenly. His body was lying on the floor. Suddenly, angels came around him. And the Bible said they took him all the way to heaven. Angels took Lazarus to heaven, hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Do you want angels to come for you when you die?
Hey!
And the rich man, he continued to eat chisanyama and KFC every day. And one day, he was now 78 years old. The poor man died about 24 years ago. And every time the rich man came, people would wave to him and say, "Long live the rich man." And he used to say, "I will live forever."
Hey!
One day, the Bible says, the rich man also died. Recently, I was in
Jamaica.
I visited the house of a very rich man. Who died? He was just about 35 years old. His funeral was the biggest funeral ever in Jamaica. They said since he died, up till today, there have never been a funeral as big as this funeral. People stood on the street for several miles as they were taking the body of this rich and famous man. But it is not how big your funeral is, but where are you going when you die? So the rich man was walking. Suddenly, he felt pain. Help me! And he died. But the Bible says, after death, there is judgment. He got up immediately. His body was on the floor. This time, no angels came. Read your Bible, Luke chapter
16.
Demons
Mary
are
Tina.
Everywhere.
Mary
and the demons rather. Hey!
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 Jesus! You see, they start to call Jesus even though they didn't go to church.
Hey!
Jesus!
Come on!
Somebody help me, Alex! Where are you? And the rich man went down to hell.
Down.
Where will you go?
When out there, guy.
When you die, will you go up to heaven?
Now tell Horimo.
Or will you go down to hell?
Kapo ya utaya stasi di hele.
One day, what I'm saying will happen practically. Everybody here will die. This is what happened when people die. Yeah. You either go up or you descend into hell. And in hell, the rich man go to hell over there. The rich man was in hell. He was crying. Father Abraham,
Ndate Abrahama.
Please.
Kia kupa.
Please.
Kia kupa.
Help me.
Ntuse.
I am suffering.
Kiukisa bosuku mona.
I'm suffering.
Kiukwa bosuku mona.
He was calling.
Unahweleza.
Hey.
Ahweleza.
I am tormented. I want one drop.
Oh, mwana kiukisa bosuku kisoka lerotshoni le lelezela.
Since I was born, I've had many visitors, but no visitor has ever come to my house and say, please, can I have a drop? They say, can I have a glass of water?
Isalikipila, kichajezu kibatu babangata. Epa, hausobele ale mung ailaga fitahaga, akupa metiare. Akupela ale rotori fela.
Yes. Everybody say, can I have a bottle?
Glass?
There is a place. They don't ask for bottle of water. Just a drop. One drop like this. They just want a drop. Yes. Yes. Just a drop. You think it's a joke? When we are preaching the gospel, do you think we came here for fun? Do you know why Jesus sent us? To warn you, to tell you, turn around, stop fooling with God. Stop fooling with God. God is not a fool. God is not a fool. God sees us. God sees you. Judgment day is coming. Just a drop. The rich man, he used to laugh. When people go to church, he will laugh at them. One day I was somewhere, a rich man saw me and started making fun of me. He was making fun of me. One man, I told him, give your life to God. He almost beat me up. About 4 months later, he became sick. They rushed him to the hospital. He told his daughter, I may not come back. When he was dying on the bed, he called the doctor. Call me Dag Heward Mills. He mentioned my name. They found my number. And called me from the hospital. Can you come? This man is calling for you. They called me more than once. You see, you can make fun as a rich man. You can make fun. But I tell you, there is a place where you pay for your sins. Before I could get there, he was dead. That is why God sent us here. To warn you. Turn around. Stop fooling with God. God is not a fool. God is not a fool. Then Abraham said,
Can you send Lazarus to Maputwe? I have two uncles, four brothers, six of my sisters. They are all in Maputwe. Can you send Lazarus as an evangelist?
Yaba munene wa muriuri na ukaromela Lazarus Maputwe. Kina leba Jesu Maputwe na ukamuromela te.
Abraham said no.
Yaba Abraham uri che.
No.
Che.
He said they have the prophets.
Are bana leba prophet.
Let them hear them.
Haba utwe bona.
Pastors.
Baruti.
You have a responsibility.
Le na le boikarabelo.
To preach about heaven and hell.
Ho ruta ka di hele le lehodimo.
And not only about money.
E se we be le ruta ka tshelete fela. Ka po ka teo.
Yes. Tell them.
Bajwetse.
Tell them.
Le bajwetse.
And Abraham said, let them listen. Look at me. Look at my face. Everybody, look at me.
Nchebe,
see my hand?
Ofela.
God, one day you will remember me.
Kalele
God sent me
Mwadimun tubile
to invite you
hore kito mema
to come to Jesus.
Hore utle umrena
Jesus. To come to Jesus.
Utle umrena Jesus.
Tonight,
busibona.
Jesus loves you and me.
Mwadena Jesus wa urata jolo kahantata.
And like Lazarus, some of your brothers are in heaven. Some are in hell. Do you want Jesus to come into your life today? Tonight, you have the great opportunity to say, oh God, I accept your love. Do you accept the love of Jesus? Will you receive Jesus and turn around from your sins? Tonight, Jesus is knocking on your heart. Open your heart and receive Jesus. One day, a man came, he traveled for a long time and came back to his house. When he came to his house, he had lost his key and he came to knock on the door. And his wife was inside. But his wife did not open the door. Do you want to know why the wife did not want to open the door? Because there was another man in the house. Tonight Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart. Some people do not open the door to Jesus because there is another devil in your heart. Tonight, the devil is coming out of your heart. And Jesus is coming into your life. As for me, I am happy I found Jesus. I was 16 years old when I found Jesus. And I have followed Jesus since then. He changed my life. He changed my life. When I opened my heart, as a young boy, Jesus changed my life. Tonight, knocking. Will you open your heart? God so loved the world that he sent his only son. Whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Tonight, if you want Jesus, to come into your life. Stand up quickly then. If you want Jesus to come into your life tonight, then stand up. Yes. And lift up your hand or your umbrella very high. Lift up your umbrella very high. Jesus is coming into your life today. Say this prayer now. Lord Jesus, thank you for today. Please forgive me. For all my sins. I am sorry. Jesus. I am sorry. For my sins. Please have mercy on me. Tonight. Say tonight. I humble myself. I open my heart. I receive Jesus. As my Savior. Oh God. Please forgive me. Wash me. With the blood of Jesus. I have done many bad things. Please forgive me. I am turning around. Tonight, I say Jesus. Come into my soul. And change me. From today. I will follow Jesus. No more fooling around. I belong to Jesus today. Say, I belong to Jesus today. Now say after me, dear Jesus. Everybody, dear Jesus. Please write my name. In the book of life. Please write my name. In the book of life. Tonight. I open my heart. I believe in Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For saving me today. Lift up your two hands or umbrellas or whatever you have. Say, Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For what you have done for me. I love you. From today, I will follow you. In Jesus' name. Now say after me, Satan! Satan! Listen very carefully. From tonight, I will not obey you again. I belong to Jesus. Satan! You devil! I will not follow you again. In the name of Jesus. I belong to Jesus. Lift your two hands and say, thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Agonzale murao kama nzuena atapelo. Agori murena Jesu. Murena Jesu. Ki ubule la pilu yaka. Busi ubona. Ki aikoko beta. kena pilunyaka ntswarele dibitso setsaka ke a baka ke a sokuluwa ke a difuralla morena jesu ke a amohela o le morena le mophulusi waka diabolosi mamela busiba letsatsi la kajeno ke a o furalla ke a o lahla ke a o hlala ke wa morena jesu ga ke sale wa gago ke bakile morena jesu ke morena wa bophelo baka ke a o leboga morena jesu phabisa matsoa ga wa mabedi a kore ke a o leboga morena jesu ngola lebitso laka bukeng ya gago ya bophelo ke a o leboga morena jesu amen
hallelujah All right, no announcement for tomorrow, right? Now, place your hand wherever you're sick. Now, we have already prayed for the sick.
Place your hand.
God is a God of the rainy season and also a God of the dry season. Let us pray for a moment. Jesus, I thank you. For fantastic miracles tonight. Fantastic miracles tonight. Fantastic miracles tonight. Thank you for your power. Receive your miracle right now. Place your hand wherever the sickness is tonight.
It's
the Lord that healeth us tonight. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Whatever you could not do, begin to do it right now. If you couldn't walk, rise and be healed. You couldn't see, open your eyes now. You couldn't hear, check your hearing right now. Wonderful miracles. Your pain has disappeared. The swelling has disappeared. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Thank you, Lord. For wonderful miracles tonight. How many have been touched by God tonight. God's Baba, power has touched you. Something has happened. Give me a wave like this.
Wow.
Now, if God has touched you, if you have been healed, not that you believe you'll be healed in the future, but right now, you can see that God has done something. Wherever you are, if God has touched you today, come all the way to the front quickly. I want to pray for you. If God has touched you tonight, wherever you are, something wonderful has happened. Come very quickly. Quickly, walk. Come. God bless you. God's power has touched you. Something has happened. You have had a miracle. Jesus has healed you. Come. To the side here. Quickly. I want to pray for you. Quickly. Wherever you are, Something is happening. God has done a wonderful miracle. Olivia, we need pastors to have the language. If we don't understand, then they don't understand us. If you can help us down there, if you understand the language, you can help us.
Kima,
morning and God touched you, you were healed. But you come quickly also.
Quickly.
Raise your hand. If you were healed in the morning, this morning, some people were healed in the morning, miracles. Where are you? Come quickly.
Where are you?
Many people were healed in the morning.
Come.
Tonight, when you were praying, you mentioned that somebody had a lamp and the lamp was vanishing. This lady has had a lamp in her breast.
Wow!
Quite a large lamp she could feel very easily.
Wow!
Tonight she placed her hand on her breast when you were praying. After you prayed, when she checked again, the lamp had totally disappeared.
I'm so grateful. I don't know what to say. I'm thankful to the Almighty Father.
Volume on the mic, please.
I had a breast lamp since 2013. And this year I was to do the biopsy and they were supposed to operate it. So during the prayer time, I placed my hand on the breast.
Wow.
And after the prayer, it was no more there.
It was no more there. Why don't you give Jesus a clap and a shout? The breast?
Yes, I checked myself down here.
Wow.
Yes, I checked. I examined all the quadrants.
And there is no lamp.
There is no lamp in the breast.
This is a doctor, a specialist, a lecturer, a teacher of medical students. There he is, and he says there is no lamp in
clap
for Jesus. There's no lamp in the breast.
Wow.
Listen, every woman here, put your hand on your breast. Let me pray for all breasts tonight. Father, I pray for breasts.
Yes.
Let no sickness enter any breast again, whatever the lamp is, from tonight, in the name of Jesus. I declare all Lesothonian breasts in Maputwe that are in this crusade are free from breast cancer and breast lump from today forever.
Shout
amen.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Wow. Olivia, what is this little baby?
Evangelist, is her miracle. The lady.
The lady.
Yes. She could not go to school because she could not see. This leg was also twisted. She could not walk.
This
young woman, she's 28 years, evangelist.
28 years.
Yes. Only 28.
Tell us what happened to you.
Where is the book?
Hi.
Love you,
Wow. What did she say?
She says she could not, she was not able to see since she was very young, and as a result she could not attend school. And this morning when she was being prayed for, she laid her hand on her eyes, and after that when she removed the hand, she realized she could see clearly. And also she had a problem that her leg were not the same. The other one was shorter, but when she looked at the legs, they were now the same.
Wow.
Wow.
Give Jesus a mighty shout. And God is showing that He's a God of the rainy season as well as a God of the dry season.
It's beautiful, evangelist. So many miracles. This woman fell down 6 years ago and she had an injury in her left right hip. She couldn't walk well. She was walking with a limp like this.
How were you walking before? Like this? Wow.
So
let her show us. Let her walk
in. I'll go to hey.
And what happened today?
Today the power of God touched her. Strength has come into her leg and she can walk well now.
Wow.
My God is good.
Evangelist, this woman had an accident 4 years ago.
We love an accident.
And she lost two things: the ability to talk and then to walk.
Yaba kaba kana kosi, hasa hona hubua, hasa hona utamaya.
She couldn't what?
She couldn't talk.
Onasa hona utamaya, asa hona hubua.
She left her crutches over there.
Where are her crutches? Usi
le mila miya hai man.
Where did you, what did you do with the crutches? She called you this morning.
Ma, Milamia, how are you guys? Milamia, how are you
guys?
You left them at home. She left them at home, the
wow.
crutches.
Wow.
Jesus healed her this morning.
She's talking.
Can you
talk?
Now, Hona Uwa. Bitola Hauki Uma.
What happened to her after the accident.
I was not able to walk thereafter. I could only walk using the crutches after the accident. Since 2013, I was not able to talk. I'm on, if I remember well, I'm on my fifth year not being able to talk this year.
Wow. And tonight, this morning, what happened now? You can talk now?
Now,
how did it happen? How did it happen? Tell us.
How did that happen? When I was here in the morning.
In the morning?
Yes. I just found myself being able to talk.
Why don't you give Jesus a big shout? Five years. No talking. No walking. No walking.
Oh, Hamanati, oh, Hamanati, Siamo, 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 Jesu, Siamo, Kakunya, my Jesu, Siamo, Jesu, Siamo,
we are in Maputwe.
Remaputwe.
Maputwe. In Lesotho.
Lesotho.
This woman has not spoken for almost 5 years since she had an accident. And God has just touched her today, this morning. And she has come tonight to confirm since this morning she's talking and she's walking without her crutches. She did not even bring her crutches to church. Why don't you clap for Jesus?
Shikwembusha iyawino shae. Ama sing it shae. Shikwembusha iyawino ama sing it shae.
What is this?
Evangelist, two miracles in one.
Wow!
Wait. 2 years. This woman was not able to see in both eyes. During the day and in the night, she had difficulty in locating objects.
Let's do that one. What happened to you?
Huh?
I'm able to see now.
Dabona?
I'm able to see.
Dabona?
Yes.
Dabona. Can you see me?
Now I'm born.
What do I look like?
Kijwa Mato.
Zeu?
You are white.
Zeu, white.
Zeu, you are white. Complexion.
Can you touch my nose?
Now uka tarangu goyaga.
No, my nose. Cut my nose.
Yeah, hi.
Touch with your finger like this.
Everybody says Zeu. Everybody says Zeu. Everybody says Zeu. Everybody says Zeu.
She could not see. Now she can see. Now she can see. Are you happy?
Now Tabile.
And she also had pain in the legs.
Could you just see your man?
I'm using a stick when I walk, but I left it there because I'm able to walk on my own.
Walk, let's see.
I go.
Sinalo.
was here, this lady can dance 100 times better than me. Father, thank you for your power in Jesus' name. Give Jesus a mighty clap offering.
Amen.
Wow. God is proving that he's the God of the rainy season as well as the God of the dry season.
Evangelist, this woman lost her hearing in both ears for 3 years.
Was it her?
For 3 years.
Huh? I was not able to hear completely for 3 years.
Two is what?
Completely. Totally. Completely.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you clearly.
Clap for
I thank God.
Wow. Are you surprised? Are you surprised?
Now, my kids.
I'm
so thankful to God.
How do you say thank you to Jesus in your language? Kinkuluwa. I can't hear you.
Kilebo ha Jesu.
Kilebo ha Jesu.
Kilebo ha Jesu.
Kilebo ha Jesu. Kilebo ha Jesu. Wow. Thank you, my Jesus, for such fantastic miracles. Listen, we are in Maputwe, and this lady could not hear at all for the past 3 years. Huh? Both sides. And tonight, Jesus has just opened her ears and she's standing here. She's telling us she can hear clearly.
Wow.
Jesus is a healing Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. God, you see, and it is raining here in Maputwe, but Jesus is proving. You see, in the Bible, he said, let's attack them. Their God is a God of the valleys. He's not a God of the mountains. So God proved to them that he's a God of the mountains and a God of the valleys. God does miracles in the rainy season, because some people think that God only does miracles in the dry season. But now he's showing us he's a God of rainy season and a God of dry season.
Wow.
Mama also could not see. Tonight, God opened her eyes as we were praying.
Huh?
Now, for 3 years, I was
not able to see.
Now I know what that means. They are born. It means I can see. They are born. They are born. They are born.
Hey.
Can you see my face?
Now I am born as a person.
What do I look like?
Kisheba ala juan. You are looking at me, but it's like your eyes are, you know, your eyes are fixed on me.
Wow, she can see clearly. Clap for Jesus. Father, thanks so much for such fantastic miracles tonight. Oh, clap for Jesus. Wow. Those at the back there, God is healing you over there. God is healing you over there. In Jesus' name. There is a miracle taking place down there. Down there. Olivia, what is this again?
Evangelist, this woman had a problem with the waist. She could do nothing for 3 years. Only sat at one place, her house, for 3 years. Couldn't move.
Meno ona na le buthata ba letheka ona sa gone o etsa le letho ntwana gona o etsa gore ibe o dutse ha hai ka dina go tsohle a sa etse letho na go ali le mozetaro.
She received a healing this morning. Evangelist, guess what she went to do? She went to dig her garden.
She went digging.
Digging.
O fumane police hai ho seng hona ho o forile ho a ile ba tsamaya a lema jaritinya hai serape.
Ke amolebo wa mogena Jesu o bane o mphile matla ka jeno ke tla tseba gore ke sephethe mesebetsi ya lelapa laka. Amen.
I thank the Lord Jesus because today he has given me strength so that I will be able to perform the duties in my family.
Wow.
Wow.
Give Jesus a mighty clap offering. We are in Lesotho. This lady could not do what? She could not bend her waist for 3 years. And doctor, what disease is this?
It's likely to be spondylosis of the lumbar spine.
Spondylosis of the
disc prolapse. Likely disc prolapse.
Spondylosis of the spine. Yes. And she was instantly healed this morning. She went home to try farming again. Because Lesotho is into farming, isn't it? A lot of agriculture. And she was able to do it. Clap for Jesus the healer, Jesus the savior, Jesus the Lord of Lesotho. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
The soles of the feet as well as the calves, severe pain. Tonight God touched her and she's able to jump around. She came all the way from the back jumping and coming here.
Is the pain gone?
Now we should go for it too.
Ufedile mawane ki desilansi ya ena ka ke acha ka mona ka udi mau. Tse ke re o se magiele mautu a ka acha ka gola dieta. Ya ba desi a re feta. Ka khutla ke go khutlela ha ke go. Ona ile a fodile ke le boamogena modimo ke le ba ntsana Jesu.
Yesterday it was like my feet were burning in the inside. And it was very painful. It was burning. It was like there was a fire coming out of these feet.
And tonight,
right when I entered the gate here, I felt totally healed.
Hallelujah!
My God is good.
Thank you, Lord.
She needed this to move. She could not stand, no walk, couldn't stand with others.
Tell us.
Did you
exactly
the whole
of
just like
I thank God for the healing she has given me. I was not able to stand. I have been going all around consulting different doctors. The moment I entered this compound, immediately I felt healed. I thank the Lord so much that I don't know what to do.
Hallelujah.
For you.
Hallelujah!
Evangelist, the
this woman also has not been able to walk properly for 9 years.
Wow.
She's had pain in the soles of the feet.
In the knee.
Yes, and as well as the feet.
Is the pain gone?
Pain is gone.
For 9 years.
For I have not been able
I can
to
die.
Walk for
you
9 years.
I can die.
Come
on, show us your diving. He's a healing Jesus. There are so many miracles. What is this lady saying?
Evangelist, she had sores on her tongue. Her whole tongue was covered with sores. Tongue. Yeah.
Evangelist,
immediately you prayed, the sores disappeared.
Hang how rapela.
They just vanished.
Yaba yaba di sori anyamela fela. Na fela.
What happened?
Where is it?
The
tongue was full of sores so much that I was not able to eat. But right now, there is absolutely nothing.
What is this? Sores in her mouth and her tongue or mouth?
Tongue.
We call it stercoral ulcers.
Or aphthous ulcers.
Your aphthous or stercoral ulcers. Aphthous ulcers. From either stress, malnutrition, vitamin deficiency, and yes. Sometimes they are actually the beginning of certain cancers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cancer of the tongue.
Yes.
We block it in Jesus' name. Thank you for healing in Jesus' name. Wow.
Wahambanati. Oh, Wahambanati. Oh, Wahambanati. Siaboga.
What is this?
This lady also has had severe abdominal pain since 2011.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the power of God touched her.
Thank you, Jesus.
She had severe pain in the stomach.
Wow.
So when you were praying, something was moving.
Pain.
She felt healed.
Jesus.
The narrow street. To see.
Lower abdominal pain healed tonight. So many miracles. Lower abdominal pain.
Just
the power of God came upon her and she healed.
Ununali. Butata ganvenya haika mona.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lump in the breast disappeared. She said she felt something move in the stomach all the time. That has also disappeared.
Kutula heli tule nyinya mezi. Unonale butata ganbe. Leona tule zamai.
This lady had a lump in her breast. The lump is disappeared.
Speaks his father's word.
Pain in the foot.
Yes, the sole of the foot. Where was the pain? Here.
And it's gone tonight.
Where was the pain?
In the name of the Lord.
Asthma, she says, it's gone.
Power of God.
In the name of the Lord. Chest pain healed tonight.
Chest diseases
healed tonight.
Lamp. Where was the lamp in your breast?
It was a pain from around the breast that penetrates through to the chest.
Wow.
And also my eyes could not see clearly.
But now I can see clearly, wow, and that pain is gone.
Thank you, Lord, in
every
Jesus' name.
Strength,
multiple joint pains, wrist, knee, ankle, severe pain. Tonight is free. The pain is gone.
Polyarthropathy.
Yes. Polyarthropathy.
She kept falling, falling, falling.
Falling?
What
falling is this?
Where's
epileptic? Epilepsy is healed tonight. Epilepsy is healed tonight. In Jesus' name.
Blessed is he who died.
Severe back pain, she could not even bend now. Tonight, the power of God touched there, she can bend.
When my plans have fallen through.
Lung. Problem with the lungs.
When my plans.
Problem with the lungs. Couldn't breathe.
And when my strength is nearly gone.
And when my strength is nearly gone.
Pain in the legs healed tonight.
Pain.
When there's nothing left to do.
Thank you, Jesus.
But to depend on you, Jesus.
Yes.
I just depend on you.
And the power of your name.
Yes.
Could it hear? What happened to you?
Who is that in when I'm. For 6 years, I had a problem with ear. It couldn't hear, and the pus was constantly going out of the ear.
Pus?
Yes. The ear couldn't hear at all. But today, I can hear clearly.
The ear could not hear at all. And today, you can hear with this ear?
Yes.
Wow. Are you happy?
Now tell
me.
Yes. Wow. The miracles are so fantastic. You can't even know whether. I mean, is it true we are hearing what we are hearing? Are they telling lies? Are they making up stories?
No.
It's fantastic.
Give me some name, Magadha.
Yes.
Yes. Dr.
She could not hear. She can hear. She could not see. She can see.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
When my plans have fallen through.
And when my plans are falling through.
And when my strength is nearly gone.
Lord, and when my strength is nearly gone.
Two breast lumps in the left breast. From 2003. Two lumps. She's had it. She had it tonight. Vanished. Disappeared.
Tell the truth.
I hear the cancer is gone. There was that lump. It's no more.
Wow. Crowds
have lined the narrow street
to see this man from Galilee.
She stopped work in March because she could not wear shoes. Pain in the heel, she couldn't wear shoes.
Wow.
Since last year, March, she dropped out of work.
Doctor.
Angeles, she was healed. Today, she's wearing these.
She's wearing shoes.
I couldn't wear this kind of shoes. I could only wear the soft ones. Like
soft slippers.
Like the slippers.
Doctor, what is this under the feet? Pain.
Pain under feet is likely due to plantar fasciitis.
Pardon?
Plantar fasciitis.
Is that the name of a disease?
It's the name of a disease. There's a sheet under.
What is it called?
Plantar fasciitis.
Wow.
Inflammation of the sheet that lines.
Wow. Tonight, plantar fasciitis is healed in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
There is strength
in the name of.
Why?
Yes.
What
happened?
Who knows
anything? I had a problem with of demons.
Demons?
Hey. No, Jenna is the hunter, Demuruti, and Sarah Bella, the soil, and I never sell a hornella. Impai the Hakil or to like a little to Lena Kilere, the little one from a horse until we don't want to go for a
heart. Every time when.
Wow!
What happened?
Every time when I was about to be attacked by these demons, this side, especially the left hand, the left hand, and the leg, it would feel numb.
Wow.
As if I'm about to be hit by a stroke. And the moment you prayed, I felt numbness so much that the hand was like it was being shortened. And wow. Immediately when I stretched it, I was able to stretch it as well as the leg, and now it's free.
You are free from every demonic power in Jesus' name.
There is strength in the name of the Lord.
Evangelist, for 11 years, this man could not walk properly. 11 years.
Wow.
Show him how you are working. This is how he was doing.
Wow.
11
years.
Walk now.
And now walk.
In the name
of the Lord.
Come.
Turn around this way. Go this way.
He was saying he can run.
Wow. How old are you, sir? How old are you?
71 years.
71 years. This is man 71 years. Do you think he's coming onto the stage to tell us stories and lies?
No way.
71 years. God has healed him. Clap for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
This lady could not walk well because of cramps. Tonight she's free.
Free.
She's able to walk. The power
free,
of God
in Jesus' name.
Her. So many miracles.
Let them come. So many miracles. You are great, Jesus. So great.
For you are great. You do miracles so great.
There is no one.
Receive your healing.
Jesus, receive it. Receive it. Yes.
Nothing is impossible.
Yes. Receive your touch. Receive your touch. Thank you. Receive your touch. Receive your touch.
I expect a miracle.
Receive your touch. Be healed.
I expect miracles. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Receive mercy.
Receive
mercy.
mercy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, be healed.
He's healing.